Good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, also Tall Grass Motors, powered on Facebook Live, I must say, by RMS Bank. How you doing there, Misty?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, we got some we had a little shaking going on yesterday, but that was an earthquake. But
yes, I felt that clearly.
we're going to shamrock the bill instead of shake it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's right.
It's that time of year again, almost already.
It's hard to believe.
Catholic Charities, Mary Martha Outreach, doing this again. This is a 5K, but we got other kinds of fun that's kind of mixed up in this. Just tell everybody.
That's
about
right.
It.
That's
you do
right.
It better than I do.
We have all kinds of fun for everybody. Uh-huh. That's what we really want is for it to be a family atmosphere. We want walkers, runners, strollers, competitive, non-competitive, and just people to come down and hang out at the green space with us. It's a lot of fun.
Now, my 14-year-old was with me, and she says, gosh, this is great. She said, look at that. You know, you got the nice little flags and stanchions and things like that going on there. And the green space, it's all covered up with people wearing green T-shirts. This is what it's all about. And I said,
perfect.
Yes, that's exactly what it's all about. People were dressed up. They were having fun. She just had a ball.
It's a lot of fun, even if you're not running, just to be a participant in the community.
I mosey.
I don't run.
Nor do I. Just shakes up my innards.
That's why I do the MC part.
Yeah, and you do it well, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Now tell everybody a little bit about Catholic Charities Mary Martha Outreach if you've not lived in town, and we do have so many people who move in like every week.
We sure do.
Let's get acquainted with everyone.
Okay. So yeah, we've been here. We've been part of Catholic Charities since 2018. Mary Martha Outreach has, and we are a food pantry, and we provide fresh fruit and produce to families that are in need. Mm-hmm. They need to be within 150% of the poverty level. And since COVID started, we do a drive-through food pantry.
How's that? I imagine you've streamlined a lot of things.
We're keeping it.
You're keeping
yes,
it, yes.
That was a blessing in disguise. It's been very efficient for us.
And for them, too.
Absolutely. The clients don't have to get out in the weather and wait, and it's
crunch
nice.
Across the lot, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping that. We also have clothing, and we do toiletries. We are a United Way partner agency, so they help fund a lot of those programs for us. And I just really encourage anyone that's having a struggle right now to come down and see if they're eligible, because we're there to help, and that's what we need to do is to help our clients.
That stuff's not going to do anybody any good just sitting
right
there on the shelves and just kind of wasting
right.
away.
That's right. I see a lot of people asking, you know, for help around the community, and we have an amazing nonprofit community here.
So you guys talk.
Yes, we do.
And you help each other out, and it's such a wonderful collaboration.
Yes, collaboration is my favorite part, because we do have such an amazing community. So if we can help lend a hand to another partner agency, then that's what we want to do.
Now, Mindy Winshaw, Misty Winshaw, I call you Mindy.
Mindy's
I don't know
fine.
Why. No, it's not. I've known you forever. But when we talk about the Mary Martha outreach here, it takes money in order to keep the doors open. And this is kind of what we do here with the 5K.
Absolutely.
Ride.
Our Shamrock the Ville is our largest and only fundraiser of the year. And so it's very important to make it a success, which our community is awesome and it's always a success, but we want to continue that.
Indeed. And folks wonder, how do you do it? I mean, we've talked about partnerships, and those partnerships, but I tell you what, you got to keep them fresh every day, don't you?
You do. It's a continuous effort. Uh-huh. But yeah, we have an amazing committee that works for our committee for the race.
Yes.
And they work, you know, the behind the scenes is several months in advance. So there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
It shows. That is so well put together.
Yes. We are so blessed with that committee. So we've been hard at work, and we're ready to kick it off on March 5th at 9 a.m., and same start time down at Unity Square.
Right there where all the action is.
Absolutely. All the action will be there. And so 9 o'clock will be our 5K. Uh-huh. And then 9:05 we'll have a fun run. And sign-ups are open right now at shamrocktheville.com. And the first 100 people get a special prize in their bag.
Sweet.
Yes.
Tell folks about the fun run, because this is where My daughter was the most amused.
Yes, it's just a 1 mile fun run, and we have a lot of littles in that, and that's
They're adorable.
It is so cute. Their little legs are worn out by the end, that's for sure. But that's exactly what it is. It's a fun run. They get out there, they go half a mile down and a half a mile back, and it's a lot of smiles and laughter. It's cute.
It is. People dress up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We dressed to the hilt.
You were Minnie Mouse last year.
I was.
You were adorable.
Oh, thank you. We have our committee members dress up. So that way, if someone sees an odd Minnie Mouse, they think, oh, she must be knowing something. So, yeah, we'll have another theme this year. Mm-hmm. And we have a DJ, photo booth. We do a t-shirt cannon, which is always fun.
It is.
It is. We learn how to do that safely. Mm-hmm. So... That's important. We have amazing sponsors. Some of our sponsors are just, we couldn't do it without them.
Oh, golly, yes.
Yeah.
And that list grows by the week.
It does. It does. So we're still collecting sponsorship levels. Mm-hmm. And when you sign up for the race, you get a t-shirt. This is last year's t-shirt.
Yep.
It's always fun.
Yep.
And we always go for high quality t-shirts. And you can get a t-shirt and pretend you ran like I do, even if you're not running. We sell those as well.
Show support. That's all it is. Now, the date again?
March 5th.
March 5th.
At 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m.
Registration starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
If you pre-register, we'll be doing packet pickup at Mary Martha Outreach.
Uh-huh.
And so you can come by there. That will be on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And the times are on the website and our Facebook page. Go mm-hmm. like and share our event and spread the word so we can get a lot of runners out there.
Last year, it was just so neat. I mean, we had a little bit of cloud cover, a little bit of breeze. But after it was all over with, you know, the sun was shining, the angels sang, and everybody just had a great time.
It never fails, but it never stops us either.
It never
does. We've had beautiful weather and we've had yucky weather, but we're going to run no matter what.
And you also have the kids, the run the streets.
We do run the streets, yes.
They participate.
And I believe
they bring a big crowd.
They do. They're purple shirts. They come in and hover, and it's pretty cool.
You know they're there.
And I believe this year we're going to have Bartlesville Bruins on the run. That's the younger children.
Uh-huh.
The
fifth graders. Yeah.
Yes. And so they'll be, I believe they're going to be a participant this year as well.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
That'll be so nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the thing is, you're not going to be the only person there. You know what I mean? You're going to find somebody that you know right off the bat.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's not like you're going in there, oh, geez, I wonder if I know somebody. Well, it turns out you're going to probably know everybody.
Absolutely.
That's the thing I found out.
It is. It. Oh, yeah. You're going to definitely see someone you know for sure.
Yeah.
And we are offering our virtual run this year as well.
How does that work?
So you can go online and you sign up virtually and on our Shamrock the Ville website, and we'll get the packet to them, and they do it on their own time and record their time with us. So,
oh, sweet.
Yeah. We have a lot of people that move out of town that have been here that's always like to participate, mm-hmm. or if they're just still not comfortable running in the public and out with a lot of people, they can do that.
Now, do you have the awards ceremony?
We do. So that'll be on the main stage.
Looks like the Olympics.
It feels like it when you're announcing it, yeah. No, that's always fun. We have great medals. We're excited about those, yeah. So
you can see them a block away.
Yep, you sure can. And I guarantee if I come in and won a medal, I'd be wearing it around my neck.
Oh, yeah. My goodness sakes. That is Shamrock the Ville. And that is coming up on
March 5th, 9 a.m. Yep.
And you can't miss it. Look for that great big old skyscraper downtown.
That's right. That's right. And it's green. You know, it's just perfect.
There you go. There you go. And the website, once again, for all the details.
ShamrockTheVille.com.
All righty. And if we want to know more about Catholic Charities, Mary Martha Outreach, how do we go about that?
So you can go to the cceok.org website. And you can learn about us there. You can always message on Facebook. And I would love to show anyone a tour. We're always using volunteers. We always need volunteers. We also need volunteers for the race.
Yeah.
So you can sign up on ShamrockTheVille.com as also to volunteer. And you also get a free t-shirt, too.
And on top of that, you get to have probably more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. Because it really is a blast. You get a tickle out of it because, you know, first of all, runners, they have their own brand of optimism.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's completely theirs.
It is.
But it's infectious.
It is.
Because once you see these people, I mean, they're happy to be there. They're happy to be, they're pumped up. Next thing you know, you're going, hey, this is pretty cool. And even if you don't run, you kind of feel the joy that they get out of
it. Yeah. And, you know, last year we had it in April, later April, and this year we're kind of getting back to our March theme. So it feels like we just had it. So it's only been 10 months, but we like to have it there around the Shamrock, the St. Patty's time for our Shamrock, the race title. And I kind of think it helps people kick off spring and get excited. So.
Oh, yeah, I think it does.
And with the weather tomorrow, I think we're all going to be ready. So when you're home snowed in tomorrow,
get on the website.
That's right. Log in and sign up to run.
And just remember, Shamrock the Villas are coming, and that means spring is on its way.
That's right.
I got to tell you, it is always so great to have you in here, and you always just bring a lot of good news.
Well, thank you.
Even when there's a little bit of trouble on the horizon, you guys always bring in a solution, and that's part of what Catholic Charities is all about, is finding solutions.
That's important, because we know the people that we help, they're at their all-time low sometimes. So we want to try to bring positivity and let them know there's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
So if you're having a challenge, let's meet it together.
That's right.
And let's beat it together.
That's right. Absolutely.
That rhymes. See what I did there?
You're good, Tom.
No, it was an accident, believe me. It was one in a row. Misty Wishaw, thanks for humoring me.
My pleasure.
And thanks for being on board and telling us about the Shamrock the Bill, and also about Catholic Charities, Mary Martha Outreach, and all the fabulous work you guys do.
Thank you very much.
Blessed to have you in here.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you. We've got more coming up.
Maybe this is the year.